I'm going to ask the congregation to rise as we continue with a time of prayer. And before we enter those prayers, there are some important prayer requests to share with you this morning. The first is that we received, I got a phone call this morning. Bob Glather is in the hospital. He went fairly early this morning. And it sounds like he's experiencing some of those same challenges as he did a year ago. So we're really going to pray for clarity on how to treat him, that there can be answers so that he can have some relief soon. Also in our prayers this morning, we're going to uplift the two daughters of the Abernathy, Dick and Nancy Abernathy. They're two daughters. They're both waiting important surgeries. One is in the hospital right now waiting for that surgery. That is Lori Land. And then Brenda isn't in the hospital, but is going to have surgery for a broken arm that she had on the same day that Lori got sick as well. So they called for prayer just a couple days ago. And then also, we received news yesterday that Betty Hagen is nearing the end of her time. She's being called by the Lord home, and hospice care is being involved. But the expectation is that she probably only has a few hours or a few days left in her life here on earth. Prayers also for Linda Humphrey. I'm not sure if there was any update on Linda, but she was also hospitalized last weekend for a critical health issue. For Skip Houck, who's been diagnosed with cancer, and Tom Berkey, he's a relative of Brian Santora. He's also experiencing some health concerns. Just wanted to share that, those extra names on the list today. Let us bow our heads for prayer for these important concerns and others. Let us pray for the church around the world, all people in their various circumstances, and ourselves as we respond to God's word. For the church, wherever the faithful are enduring persecution, official or personal, let us pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, grant them to be strengthened with power through your Spirit. For God's people, as they find opportunities to spread the gospel, let us pray to the Lord. Christ our Lord, dwell in their hearts through faith, that they have strength to comprehend your love and be filled with all the fullness of God. For people in every land, when faced with harm and danger from natural disasters, let us pray to the Lord. Creator God, see the bow in the clouds and remember your covenant with all living creatures. Use your almighty power to protect us and all the descendants of Noah from flood and from fire and wind, quake and drought, that we give you praise for this good earth. And for ourselves, those near and dear to us, Lord, today we pray for Bob and pray for immediate relief, but mainly clarity in treatment in the days ahead. Lord, for Betty Hagen, for Thanksgiving, for the life she has lived, for those precious moments she still has left, for the eternal life you now are offering her through your son Jesus, for the Abernathy daughters as they face surprising surgery just a couple weeks ago, for Lori and for Brenda, that you would calm their hearts and that your presence would remain with their family and their children in the days ahead. For Linda, we don't know how she's doing compared to last weekend, but you know, Lord, and you know how to relieve the stress that's going on in her body. Comfort the Humphrey family as Linda is receiving that care that she needs. For Tom Berkey and his health concern, that you would watch over him and that you would preserve life and give him abundant life here on this earth. For Skip Houck, a friend of Gary's, that you would watch over him with his cancer diagnosis and the challenges that perhaps loom ahead for him with treatment. Also for those we name now in our congregation, Haley, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Melody and Brad, Janine, Kathy, Jerry and Joyce, Bob, Kai, Georgette, Tim and Raina, Andy, Janet and Kayla, Angel, Angela, thanksgiving for Terry's surgery this last week and successful trip home. We thank you, Lord, for answer to prayer for Bo and his recovery. Mark, we thank you for him. Pray for more recovery. For Bev. And any of those people that we name now silently in our hearts. Lord, we also uplift one other person that has recently passed away this week, Margaret Skiles, that you would be with the Mosier family as they mourn her death, and as they also mourn Cindy's death just a few weeks ago as well. For all these people, their concerns, their challenges, let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, open the eyes of all who are dealing with a sudden crisis or chronic ills in their lives or in those for whom they care. Open the eyes of all who call out to you that they recognize you in their midst. Cause caregivers to bring the sick into your loving power. Grant comfort and health as fits your gracious plans for them. These and any other things you would have us ask of you, Heavenly Father, grant to us for the sake of Jesus our Lord. To you be glory in the church throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.